This is Tokyo, once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination.
Good evening and welcome to a special edition of Octopus Army. It's my first ever J-pop special, a J-pop spotlight on Ayumi Hamasaki. This is Octopus Army.
Oh,
Now, that was a little different for this here program, don't you think? Regular listeners, welcome newcomers. This is 93.3 CFMU Community Campus Radio in Hamilton, Ontario at McMaster University. I'm Jamie Tennant. I'm the host of this here show, and this show is Octopus Army, bringing you the best modern Japanese music that I can find. And that there was some Ayumi Hamasaki, which is so much not what I normally play, but some cool dude donated me a whole bunch of Japanese records, J-pop, all female J-pop artists, and I thought, you know what? It's time for me to actually get into doing some of this stuff because it's really what you'll hear most if you go to Japan. I play the fringe stuff because that's what I like to do, and that's kind of what CFMU is all about anyway. But nevertheless, yeah, that's, you know, sometimes you just got to go over the line into something that maybe isn't your jam. But that's okay. That's from her second album, Love Appears. The track was called Whatever. What can I tell you? Ayumi Hamasaki, born in 1978, so she's 37 years old now. She's from Fukuoka, Japan, and I'm not sure if she's from Fukuoka City or what. I guess she would be. She's kind of known as a singer and a songwriter and a producer, a performance artist, lyricist, model, actress. She was huge. Just enormous in Japan, and still is extremely, extremely popular, and produced a lot of her own music, which isn't always the case for the Idoru types. Born and raised in Fukuoka, moved to Tokyo in around, I'm not really sure when she moved there, but in 1998, her first record came out. The debut single was called Poker Face, not to be confused with the song by Lady Gaga from her first album, A Song for XX. So let's check out something else from her career. Let's go chronologically. We didn't have anything from her first album, A Song for XX, and we heard something from 1999's Love Appears. Let's hear something from 2000's Duty. This is Vogue on Octopus Army. We'll be right back.
どこか足早に通り過ぎ、今年も気がつけばこんなにすぐそばまで冬の気配が訪れてた。今日もきっとこの街のどこかで出会って目が合った二人、激しく幕が開けてく。
From 2002's album Rainbow, that's Ayumi Hamasaki on Octopus Army. Yes, we are doing a special feature today on Ayumi Hamasaki, usually very much in avoidance of J-pop on the show, but that has all changed. Today it's nothing but. And this woman is huge in Japan, so it's only fitting, I would say. Free and Easy, the name of that track. Then before that, we heard from the album I Am, that was M. I Am came out also in 2002, and then we started off with something from her 2000 album, Duty, a track called Vogue. Hamasaki started off strong in the business. Her first album debuted at number one, if I'm not mistaken, and stayed there, well, at least at the top of the charts, stayed there for 4 weeks or so, and then after that, she was set. Her next five albums accomplished over 1 million shipments in Japan, which is the way they measure selling records, and then Duty sold almost 3 million and became her best-selling studio album. 3-4 million, never even blinking an eye, seems to sell that many records. In 2008, after her album Next Level was released, there was a slight decline in her career. She's not at the top of her popularity like she was a little while ago, like last decade, I suppose. But nevertheless, very, very popular still. Her fans just love her to death. They call her Ayu. I think that's how it's said, A-Y-U, Ayu. She's been dubbed the Empress of J-Pop, mostly because she has a lot of influence all around Asia, not just in Japan. Very much in control of her artistry and her image, which is constantly changing, sort of taking a card from someone like Madonna and changing things up all the time. One interesting thing about her is that when she first started out, she was all too happy to have songs put in commercials and kind of sell her stuff like that. But after she got more popular, I think she gained more control, she started to kind of resent her status as an AVEX music product. She kind of didn't dig that, and that's fair enough. Definitely one of the best-selling artists in Japan, sold over 50 million records. This is in one country, okay? We're not talking about someone who's so popular they sell all around the world. So let's check out a bit more of the music. We heard something from Rainbow. I think we got something from the album in 2004 called My Story, if I'm not mistaken. And we will check that out. Yeah, it's called Moments. This was the first single off this album. This is 93.3 CFMU, Octopus Army.
Oh, Thank you.
93.3 CFMU from her album, which was entitled Guilty in 2008. That was Glitter, the first single off it. Ayumi Hamasaki. This is 93.3 CFMU. The show is Octopus Army playing Japanese music, and today playing a lot of J-pop, only J-pop, from Ayumi Hamasaki, who's had an almost two-decade career in Japan. We heard something from the album Secret, which came out in 2006, a track called Step You, and from 2004's My Story, we heard Moments. Now, this artist, as I said, just enormous in Japan, and absolutely worth learning a little bit about. As we said before, all around Asia, really, really big, sold 50 million copies of her records. She's had an interesting life. I mean, she started doing this kind of thing when she was around 7 years old. She started modeling for local institutions, like doing banks and things like that, nothing sketchy. And I guess she obviously was sort of on a track to become some kind of star from that young age. Don't know a lot about whether or not it was her desire or coming from her parents or what have you. She released a rap EP called Nothing From Nothing on the Nippon Columbia label in 1995. And it didn't do well. It didn't chart on the Oricon charts, which is sort of Japan's Billboard, I suppose you could say. And she starred in a couple of B movies and things like that. She was good in school, but really she was obviously destined to go into the arts and do this kind of stuff. And she did extremely, extremely well. Of course, in Japan, they still sell a lot of physical media. So she sold tons and tons of CDs. And there's remix albums. And most of her albums comes with a DVD packaged within, doing live stuff. It's just absolutely fascinating. Around 2002, in the album I Am, we already heard something from that. That was around when she started getting more control over her own stuff and more ability to write her own music. Sadly for her, it was just after that, in 2003, when there was a decline in her sales. Now, again, a decline in her sales does not necessarily mean she's doing super terribly. But, I mean, we were talking about a giant superstar here. So around 2003-2004, Hamasaki was sort of not really enjoying her position at Avex any longer. That's when she started feeling more like a product and less like a person. She wasn't super satisfied with her last two records. And yeah, she started writing more autobiographical lyrics and talking about the emotions of her career and looking back on her career, and it became a bit more personal. So I guess My Story was her last million-selling studio album, at least that's what the Oricon charts say, but she has continued to record and continue to go in new musical directions. So, you know, I'm not interested in just checking out the few years when she was super popular. Let's keep on going. She had a bunch of compilation releases in around 2007, 2008, and then there was also, let's see, the next album on our list here in terms of chronology would be Next Level in 2009. Let's check out something from that. This is 93.3 CFMU, Octopus Army.
Keep on.
心がとても温かくなる僕の願いはただ一つだけ君を好きなままでいさせてね喉でぼんやりしている記憶を昨日のままでもっと崩れたヘアとメイクのまま散らばったピース集めて冴えた冷めた頭でパズルを完成させちゃった心よ I gotta let you go I gotta let you go Go, go 何でもあって何にもないのだこの砂の後ろの起きてなの今すぐ Wake up, wake up So wake up, wake upWake up, wake up まだ間に合わん Wake up, wake up ほら wake up, wake up ほんの少しでも気づか浅いうちにあの子やあいつは
あなたもよ
好き勝手いているわ、hey, yeah. だけどそれがいちいち得てるから反論で今いは I gotta let you go I gotta let you go Go, go 誰でも入れて誰も入れないそれが砂の城の定めなの分かってる Get up, get up もう get up, get upGet up, get up 泣いてなんかない Get up, get up, yeah, get up, get up ここが私の推しの様子なの何でもあって何にもないのかこの砂の城の起きてなの誰でも入れて誰も入れないそれが砂の城の定めなの今すぐ Wake up, wake up, so wake up, wake up
Hamasaki is who we've been listening to this hour on Octopus Army, the best modern Japanese music on 93.3 CFMU, Hamilton, Ontario, McMaster University, cfmu.mcmaster.ca. And while we're talking about online, we're on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, 933CFMU. I'm on those things as Jamie Tennant, or on Twitter, I'm JTennant1020. And this has been kind of a fun show. We heard Moving On Without You from A1, the most recent material I have. That's her 2015 album. I do not have Made in Japan, which comes out, or may have, no, sorry, came out already this year. I know it's already out because it reached 1 million streams, like legally streamed, after 5 days. So yeah, you know, the decline in sales thing maybe was overstated. Also in that set, we heard from the album Love Again, Wakes Me Up, and the set started with the single Days off her album Next Level. So she's married to an American feller named Feller? Did I really just say Feller? Was it the word America that made me go there? I don't know. She was actually originally married to a guy named Schwartz, Manuel Schwartz, who was Australian, I believe. And then in 2013, she announced she was going to be marrying a guy named Tyson Bodkin, a year younger than her. He was a med student at the time. So I guess things were, that's kind of cool, you know, that he's just sort of a reasonable, casual guy, not another person in the biz, not in any way sort of, you know, a manufactured relationship. That's kind of cool. And apparently another interesting thing about her is she actually suffers from Meniere's disease. She has really bad tinnitus, or tinnitus, however you want to say it, ringing in her ears, which actually has now caused, what does she call, I guess she says it's like complete deafness in her left ear, which is obviously not easy for a performer, but she's still performing. So if you're interested, her new album, Made in Japan, is out now, and we're going to just leave you with something from the album Love Moon, I believe, and we will, Love Songs. The track is called Moon, but we won't get to hear it all because we're almost out of time. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I've been talking a lot. This has been a special on Ayumi Hamasaki, and as always, thanks for listening to Octopus Army.